Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Declan, we'll go straight into it. Another defeat for Finn Harps on Friday night. This time it was against Drogheda. That's three defeats in five games for Harps.
Yeah, listen, I suppose it was a big game. A difficult venue to go ahead of the game, Park and Drogheda. And Drogheda are very formidable at home. Harps were off to a perfect start, obviously, and scoring so early. But we'll see more scoring after 8 minutes. And I think that was a perfect platform for them to go on to it, maybe to get a draw at least or 3 points. But yeah, Drogheda have been very good and very formidable, as I said. And they scored three goals after that and won the game comfortably in the very end. So Mark Doyle scored in the 21st and Darren Markey scored in the 41st minute as well. So just a good performance by obviously them. And yeah, it's frustrating for Harps, obviously. A lot of poor results in the last while, and you know, I suppose after starting off so well throughout the whole season, to get a run of games now where they find it difficult to get 3 points anywhere, and obviously the performance is having a good away from home and conceded a lot of goals as well, which is not a good thing to be happening the team at the minute. But confidence is probably a wee bit low, and I suppose that goes on to the game they have next week against Waterford, which is a big 6-pointer.
Yeah, after the game, Ollie alluded to the fact they conceded three goals from set pieces. He said then that they need to start doing the dirty work better. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, listen, I suppose that's the fundamentals of the game. You've got to make sure the fundamentals is done properly, and set plays are a key element of that, both attacking and defending, obviously, for Finn Harps. But I know they're missing a few. Their physical defenders weren't available. Shane McNamee wasn't available. So I suppose that probably... And Dave Webster hasn't been playing as well in the last while, and I think he's a big miss. He needs to be in the team for me. He's probably our best defender. So, listen, it's important to get those players back, and they're lucky to obviously get them back for Waterford. Yeah, disappointing. You know, you've got to defend set plays and just conceding goals, and some of them are a wee bit soft as well. And on top of that, then they're not getting the luck of the breaks. There's been a few decisions away from home that's gone against them, Yeah, that's probably the hard part, but hopefully that'll turn around. But it's leads into a very exciting game next week, and it's an important game with Waterford. Obviously, they went up to Derry and lost 2-0. So I suppose there's nothing really lost, and Sligo beat Longford as well 1-0 this night. So yeah, so there's nothing lost, but it's important that Harps keep a distance between both Waterford and Longford.
Yeah, you mentioned Waterford up next. Harps' last win actually came 6 games ago when they beat Waterford. How big of a game is this on Friday night now, Declan?
Yeah, I said earlier, it's a 6-pointer for me. It's a big one. Obviously, Waterford have lost a few players, but they've brought in a few players as well, and they're all eligible for the match up in Derry on Friday night, but whether they all played or not. So it'll be interesting. He'll have, obviously, they lost a few players, but they have players in, and similar to Harps as well, they've lost a few players, but so it'll be interesting to see, you know, who's available, who's not available, the hot players come in, who will be playing on the night. But Waterford have improved under the new managers, come in and done a reasonable job. 2-0, obviously, away to Derry. Big result for Derry. Again, that's the first one all season. The last one came in October against Shelburne in the league. So that just shows you how long they haven't won in the brandy well. But big 3 points for Derry. It keeps their role and their season moving in a very positive way. And Evan McLaughlin will have scored, obviously, as well. And first goal for the club in the 42nd minute, and Joe Thompson in the 52nd minute. So they scored goals just before half-time and after half-time, and crucial times they're on to win 3 points, so it's a big 3 points for them. But yeah, listen, I mean, Waterford coming up to the Finn Park next week, it's a massive game for both clubs, 6-pointers as I said, so you know, you're obviously looking for Harps to get 3 points there, and that'd be maybe the perfect tonic to kickstart the season and push on from there.
Yeah, and after that game on Friday, Harps confirmed that 5 players have left the club. Stephen Follin, he announced his retirement, but I'm sure many fans will be sad to see Tony McNamee leave the club, Declan.
Yeah, listen, it's always sad when players leave the club. Tony was back there as a second spell, and probably, I mean, I'm not sure of the circumstances, but I would say he's probably not getting enough game time. So, you know, he's probably decided to leave as a result of that, and he's been a good servant to the club and a very good player as well, so sad to see him leave. But we wish him well wherever he goes. Stephen Follin, obviously, he hasn't been involved in the last couple of months due to injury, and so it must be something serious when he has to retire from the game. So, you know, we wish him well. And obviously, we had Lee McLaughlin and Jimmy Brown and Andy Ginley that went to Derview as well. So we wish them well. So, yeah, listen, a lot of players that have left the club. So it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, Ollie now is going to work his magic and get new players into the club. And so there'll be, you know, it'll be interesting to see whether there'll be new players added to the team or squad for the big match against Waterford on Friday night. But yeah, listen, I suppose it's very common nowadays. A lot of players coming and going all the time when it comes to transfer window at deadline.
Yeah, and you mentioned actually, you touched on it there, that Derry beat Waterford 2-0. You can tell after the game how much the players wanted to get that first home win. I'm sure it's some sense of relief for them.
It is. It's a long time coming from Derry and Rory Higgins. And it's been very positive last week. Obviously, you know, they've signed a few of the players and extended the contracts, and young lads signed, three of the young lads signed pro contracts for the first time. So a lot of positivity coming out of Derry. And so you kind of knew that with that happening, that there would be a big result. And I expected them to turn Waterford over, and that's the perfect opportunity for them, 2-0 at home. So great opportunity for them. They're pushing on up the table now. So after a very slow start, they're in the middle of the table now. So and they'll be looking to obviously, if they can match their away form with their home form. So the away form has been excellent. If they can match that up, their home form up to the away form, it'll make such a difference for the season because they've been excellent away from home.
Yeah, also on Friday night, Donegal's Georgie Kelly, he netted his 12th goal of the season as Bowes beat St Pat's. Did that result surprise you?
Bowes have been excellent. Like, I mean, they've been really good at home. I mean, they've won the last six games on a trot in Derry with 21 goals scored. And Georgie Kelly, obviously, with 12 of those goals, he's top goal scorer. So, you know, they've been hitting real form. Tyreek Wilson also scored a wonder free kick. And Liam Bird, who's been excellent for them as well, scored as well. And that was kind of sandwiched in between Dara Bourne scoring in the 54th minute and Jason McClellan scoring in just in injury time. So I suppose 3-2... it's an exciting game, 5 goals. Obviously, St Pat's are now knocked off top of the table. Shamrock Rovers picked up, obviously, 3 points, and Sligo picked up 3 points. So, and Bowes are closing in on those top 4 positions as well. So Bowes have been excellent at home, really good free scoring, and they're difficult opponents at home. So I expected Bowes to turn St Pat's over, but 3-2, it's a really exciting game, and it's been a great game for the neutral to be at that, or watching that on TV. So, yeah, listen, it's just a big result. And obviously, Georgie Kelly's just on fire with 12 goals.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a great game. Staying with St Pat's for the moment then, they play Derry at home next. Derry will feel they have a real chance of getting a good result in Richmond Park with Pat's dropping points in their last two games.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting one. St Pat's came to St Park and watched them. And, you know, it's not like them to concede 3 goals, but they did, obviously, against Bowes. But they've been defensively very good. Yeah, listen, that's an interesting one. You know, if Derry can put in a positive performance, a really good performance, you know, they could get something out of that game or 3 points, and that's what they'll be looking to do. So, you know, we mentioned before on that there's no easy games, and all the games are very difficult, regardless if you're playing, you know, obviously Waterford or you're playing Romford. There's no easy games in the league, and especially away from home. So the Pats will know they'll be under pressure going up to the Burnley one, and Derry will be looking to obviously push on, as I said earlier, and get another one at home. And so that's an interesting game. You know, that could end up in a draw for me.
Then last night, Sligo Rovers, they remained joint top after they beat Longford 1-0. They're giving Shamrock Rovers a real battle for the title at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, that's two back, you know, big results. And obviously they beat Bowes at home last week. And an excellent performance, probably the best performance of the season. And, you know, then they obviously followed it up with a way to Longford. They played Longford early in the season and they beat them 1-0. Gary Buckley scored a goal from the corner. So there was another set play as well yesterday with Jordan Gibson scored from his penalty spot on the 25th minute after Romeo Park was taken down by Arnold Driscoll in the box, and Jordan Gibson came up and stepped up and scored one. Romeo Park could have made it 2-0. He hit one off the crossbar and bounced out, and good performance, professional performance, considering it's like we're missing a few key players as well, and that brings them into, you know, good form going into the Europa League match over in Iceland on Thursday.
Yeah, and finally, Declan, I'm sure there's plenty of excitement around the Sligo camp going into that game.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's a big opportunity for them, obviously. And Bowes as well are over in Iceland, and Shamrock Rovers are obviously playing as well, and the Champions League qualify round against Bratislava. So, you know, all the teams are involved. So, yeah, listen, it's a big excitement. It's the first time Sligo Rovers have been in Europe in a long time. And so there's, you know, a lot of the players, I think 30, nearly 40 of the crew heading over to Iceland for that match. So it'll be interesting how that goes out and how they play in that. So the form's been good, and that they bring their form in the league to the the Europa League, you just never know what can happen. And obviously, I think keep the game alive as well over there and to bring it back to the showgrounds and maybe finish the job off in Sligo.
Yeah, and best of luck to the League of Ireland teams involved in Europe. Thanks, Declan, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.